The judge ruled that the government cannot require Americans to purchase health insurance, striking what many see as a major blow to the reforms passed by Congress. However, UW-Madison assistant law professor Andrew Cohan says the short-term legal effects are limited.
The court could have, but decided not to enjoin the implementation of the new health care legislation. It simply issued a declaratory judgment that the individual mandate to purchase health insurance was unconstitutional.
Cohen says the broader impact of the decision for now is that it gives more credibility to those opposed to the health care law.
I suspect it will affect the public's perceptions of the act. It will give some kind of a legal stamp of approval, a judicial stamp of approval to the many conservative activists who have been arguing that this legislation was unconstitutional.
The case now goes to the Court of Appeals, but it's just one of several challenges that could end up being decided by the U.S. Supreme Court.
This district court is just one of many district courts hearing legal challenges to the act, and the constitutionality of the act will ultimately almost certainly be determined by the United States Supreme Court.
Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.